you know, at some point during that, I went, Jesus, you know, what a bunch of talentless, you know, wretches. I fit right in. I should sing too. I'm just as talentless as Iggy and anybody else. And it doesn't matter if you can't sing, you know, or whatever. You know, people talked about it being three chords, and I don't think I knew what three chords were. You know, I just knew what I liked. I mean, there's a lot of great musicians. I mean, yeah, it wasn't all about virtuosity and showing off with the instruments. It was more about having fun and shocking people. It was really easy to shock people during punk rock. I think De Niro started with the Mohawk, which when you originally saw Taxi Driver, that's like a huge shock. You know, nobody had a Mohawk. You know, they'd write like maybe somebody in World War II, you know, shaved their head into a Mohawk before battle or something. But like, you know, a Taxi Driver, when he does it, that's just like, wow. Now you look at it and it doesn't, you know, phase you. When he did it, it had power. And nobody before Taxi Driver had a Mohawk. No punk rocker and stuff like that. They had weird shaved parts of heads, but I hadn't seen a Mohawk anywhere. And you know, in the early 80s or something, or maybe the very late 70s, that's when that came out. But yeah, it was just being, I think it was by 78 I was doing the Boners, and I know our first show was set up to make people think the Rolling Stones were coming to it, you know. And we just like said, oh yeah, because they were in Detroit or something the night we played. Mm-hmm. And we just implied that, you know, this is where the Rolling Stones would be coming after. And we played with the Birminghams, who were the Boners with a different singer. And yes, I just saw Mike Rushlow in L.A. He's deaf in one ear, which he blamed on the Boners. Semi-jokingly, but all humor has a little truth in it, or it's not really funny.